have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach, and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Rachel's dating dilemma.
You know, you're still in this dating world. You're seeing someone-ish at the moment.
Yeah.
Dating them, yeah. One would say. And there's a dilemma.
Yeah, so it's not that I find problems. That's not why I have dating dilemmas every week. It's just dating in this day and age is difficult and it's hard to know what to do in certain situations. I just need a little bit of help.
And you'll talk about it so that other people can understand what they need to do when this dilemma comes up for them.
Exactly. So at the moment, the dilemma that I am facing is about paying for dates.
Oh.
So that old chestnut.
Yep.
So, for example, this particular person and I, we went out on Saturday. We had lunch, brunch, and she went to use the bathroom. Haha, this is where the bathroom thing comes into it. And she was gone for quite a while. So I just got up and I just paid for the meals. And then after 20 minutes, eventually she comes out and I was like, did you get lost in there? And she's like, you didn't tell me you paid for the food. She's like, I went to pay for it. I was stuck in a line for 15 minutes. So I thought she was just having a real hard time on the bathroom. Turns out she was trying to pay for the food, but she went to the wrong desk. And apparently the person at that desk was just terrible at putting through payments or something. And she got stuck in a line. And in this point, I had already paid for it, gone and visited the pigs, read a few signs, done all of that sort of stuff. But there's no phone reception where we were. So it's not like we could communicate to say, oh, I've already paid. But in that situation, so technically, she took me to this place. It was near her home, which is very far from my home. Is she obliged to pay because she took me out for breakfast?
Can I circle back to this call could just be a really elaborate ruse and she really was on the toilet the whole time? Well, on the topic that you're on.
I was waiting to pay. I didn't.
I was waiting to pay.
I mean, look, to me, I think paying for someone else's meal when you're seeing them and you like them, I think is a nice gesture, even romantic.
Yeah.
And I think that it doesn't matter who does it. And
but how, is it a discussion that you should have before you go out and go, we're going for this one, I'm going to pay, or...
No, but I don't think so. But personally, I think it's important to keep, a kind of, not tabs, but a bit of a memory. And if you're noticing that it's always you paying, then you have to be like, now, wait a second. And then it needs to be a discussion.
So maybe next time you wait for her to pay, otherwise...
But it doesn't even need to be, backwards and forwards, a time-by-time basis. I think it's one of those things where it's I don't mind, if I was going to pay a couple times in a row because I just was the person that got up and did it. But it reaches the point where you have to be like, wait a moment, am I being taken advantage of?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
And should it be the person who earns the most money? Should they be obliged to pay?
See, I don't know about that because I think, everyone... It should be kind of seen as equal, I suppose. Even if one person earns more money, it shouldn't mean they have to pay more because they probably earn more because they probably work in a harder industry, possibly. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know if that factors in. But for me, I think, if it's only established first, if it's I'll be to a friend, they'll be let's go get brunch. And I'm I'm trying to save money at the moment. I'd rather not. And they'll go, don't be silly. I will shout you brunch so we can go out together. And I'll be are you sure? And they'll say yes. Okay, fine. If you're offering beforehand, that's a pre-established thing, that's fine. But I think when you're dating, it's very different. When you're dating someone early on, you do have to establish kind of what's what. And I think that, buying each other a meal is just a nice thing. But I think that she should get the next one for sure.
Well, yeah.
If you go out again, next weekend, I think it's her turn. That's what I would say.
Okay.
See, don't do what I do. I'm way too just kind of financially generous with not just, with friends as well. Friends will come around and I'll be like, I'll just order us all something. It's cool, I've got it. And then I was like, well, when I went to buy the house, I had to send out a message to all my friends and come around and be like, hey guys, just so you know, don't come around expecting me to keep buying you dinners at the moment because I've been doing that too much, and we need the bank to look at our bank account and go, wow, what good savers they are. And I don't get that when I order us all dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Every week.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
Well, let us know. What is the rules around paying for meals when you're dating?
And do we have it even harder because it's the whole, there was that whole gender thing that used to happen with a lot of heterosexual couples on who would pay.
Oh, the men should
is
pay
it
first.
Harder for us in the kind of same-sex situations?
That's true as well. I didn't even think of that.
Mm.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Talking dating dilemmas, as we are wont to do here on Big Breakfast.
Yeah.
Rach, you always bring some fun dilemmas to the table.
Yeah.
Now, this one is kind of one, it's like an old as time sort of dilemma in terms of the dating world, isn't it?
Yes.
It's about, you know, paying for the meal. Who should pay, you know, is the person that asked them to go out obligated to be the one that pays for the meal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how do you, like, work out who does it at what point?
It's these weird rules that we've kind of put around dating that go up there with things like who should message who back first after the date.
Games and things.
It's we've made it into like you've set rules around yourself so everyone panics and goes, oh, I don't know what I should be doing. When in reality, I'm in of that mindset where it's just like, just do whatever. Just as long as you're happy and you're not being taken advantage of. Go for it. Pay for the meal.
I think you hit a certain point when you've dated enough.
Yeah.
You know, this might be, and again, we're speaking as people who are in committed long-term relationships, so probably not the best people to ask this. No. But, you know, for me at this point, if you don't like me for any reason, okay, bye. Like, I'm not going to change how I am or do things differently or try and be tactical. Mm. I would just do whatever I want to do, and if they go, ooh, that's too much or ooh, that's not enough, I'll be like, okay, well, then find someone else. I wouldn't have time to, like, play the game, so to speak.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Just, you know, like me for me and don't read into things too much.
I'm definitely on that playing field as well. Like, yeah. I'm on that mindset. I think, yeah, for me, it's just, you know, money is something that I have to be cautious with, especially after quitting my job and just working casually now. Yeah, I don't want to get myself into any prickly situations where, you know, it is eye for an eye and but she wants to do something fancy and I don't or...
I'll just make that clear. I think, you know, and hopefully, you know, you guys talk so that she would know that you're not employed full-time and, you know...
Good communications.
You know, if she says, let's go out for dinner and you can go, well, actually, I'm trying to save money at the moment because I don't have much. And she's like, that's all right, babe, I'll shout you. Okay, you know, that's fair, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go out without talking about it if you are worried about it.
Okay.
I think that'd be silly to go out because then you open yourself up to maybe be upset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You go somewhere really fancy and then she's like, oh, let's split it. And you're like, I haven't worked much this week. Ah.
Yeah.
Then it's awkward.
Yeah. We have a group that we would all go... And I would do like interesting dining events once a month. And it would be that thing. It's like everyone would be like, okay, this month I'm in or this month. You know what? I'm having a strapped month. I'm out. I find even today, though, you get that problem if you like go somewhere and you've got like six people and there's no split bill. And everyone's like doing the weird rummage to figure out, okay, so who's going to wear that on their credit card and hope everyone pays them back?
Exactly. Mm.
And I'm like... And because I'm that generous person, I'm always like, oh, I guess we'll handle it. Even though I'm like, I'd really rather not because I'm not sure about maybe three of you.
Yeah.
Actually, like, I know that I'll get it, but it might be like 4 weeks until I get it.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Yeah, so these days if I do it, I then am like, cool, so here are my details. Please transfer the money literally now and just show me you've done it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because if
I'm
you don't have
person.
Phone banking, but if you don't exist.
Yeah.
If you don't like trust them on that level, I wouldn't even have dinner with them though. You know what I mean? Like I'd be like, if you're that worried about them being a bit skeezy about that, I wouldn't even go.
Usually it's us going to hang out with one of our friends and then one of their friends comes along.
No.
And I'm like, I don't know you. I don't know you.
No. Well,
or I know you. I know you just enough. Like enough to be at this dinner with you.
I know
but
you
not
just enough,
to...
so it's going on your card. Woo!
Yeah.
Because again, I think it's established, right? I sometimes, like, I get paid monthly now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still, even though I've been there for 7 months, I'm still figuring it out. Like, it's still really hard. I get to the end of the month and I'm like, holy crap, like, where's my money? What am I doing?
I love monthly pay.
I can't stand it. I want fortnightly back.
I'll teach you my tricks.
Don't care. I'm still trying to get the hang of it.
Okay, we'll get broke then.
I am right now, actually. I get paid this week. I can't wait. But I literally say to friends, they'll be like, towards the end of the month, they'll be like, let's go for dinner. And I'm like, I cannot. And I say, look, we can go, but I can't pay until the 15th. That's my payday. So I'm like, if you want to go and spot me until the 15th, I'll go with you and I'll pay you back as soon as I get paid. Because I'd love to spend time with you.
You're like after paying your dinner.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Because I just.
Do they charge you interest?
No. But, you know, if they said, oh, no, I can't afford that or whatever, I'd be like, cool, well, let's catch up after the 15th. And that's fine too. Yeah. But I just say, look, if you want to see me before that date, let's do it. But I can't pay for dinner until that date. So if you're happy to spot me, let's do it.
That's why you're running out of money at the end of each month.
That's true. I have to pay to all my friends. Yeah. But you know, most of my friends, bastards, they own homes and, like, have successful careers. And here's me just like, what's on Netflix tonight? Like, I just don't, I don't have anything like that yet. And they're, you know, really set up and financially secure and stuff. And so for them,
athletes.
It's like, oh, let's just do the set menu. It's only $99 a head. And I'll be like, what? No, I can't do that. I just hate it. They're like, oh, I just won't go visit my other home in Sydney for a few weeks. It's like, oh, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff. People are horrible.
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 This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.